A woman checked out of a Florida hotel and told staff that she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse.
22-year-old Talon Nichelle Celestine of Georgia entered the highway 115 miles from the Alabama border in the Florida Panhandle and headed west. She then shot two drivers on Interstate 10 before being arrested and charged with attempted murder Monday, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced there is a date for Israeli Defense Forces to invade Rafah.
This is a move the United States opposes. As Netanyahu argued, the southern city is the only path to victory. Today I received a detailed report on the talks in Cairo. We are working constantly to attain our objectives. First and foremost, the release of all of our hostages and the achieving of total victory over Hamas, the Prime Minister said in a videotaped statement. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Federal charges have been filed against a 35-year-old man who allegedly set fire to the door of Senator Bernie Sanders' office in Burlington, Vermont.
Shant Sagamonian, formerly of Northridge, California, was arrested after investigators reviewed surveillance camera footage that captured him allegedly spraying lighter fluid on the outer door of Sanders' office in downtown Burlington, according to a criminal complaint filed in the case. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A New York appeals court judge on Monday rejected Donald Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he mounts a last-minute fight to move the case out of Manhattan.
Justice Lizbeth Gonzalez of the state's mid-level appeals court ruled after an emergency hearing Monday where Trump's lawyers asked that she postpone the trial indefinitely while they seek a change of venue. Wade Addison reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Tesla has settled a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer who died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software.
The amount Tesla paid to settle the case was not disclosed in court documents filed Monday, just a day before the trial stemming from the 2018 crash on a San Francisco Bay Area highway was scheduled to begin. In a court filing requesting to keep the sum private, Tesla said it agreed to settle the case in order to end years of litigation. Liam White reporting.
A suburban Detroit police officer who punched a young black man in the face and slammed his head to the ground pleaded guilty Monday to a federal civil rights violation.
Matthew Rodriguez acknowledged using unreasonable force against the 19-year-old man while processing him in the fingerprint room at the Warren Jail in June. He also admitted that he made false statements about the incident. Jim Kender reporting.
The American Library Association released its annual list of the top 10 most targeted books of 2023, the majority of which were challenges because of their LGBTQ content.
Gender Queer by Maya Kobabe topped the list for the third year in a row. The graphic memoir, which chronicles the author's experience with sexuality and gender from childhood to adulthood, was challenged for its LGBTQ content and for claims that it is sexually explicit. Michael Wallace reporting.
Google has agreed to purge billions of records containing personal information collected from more than 136 million people in the U.S. surfing the internet through its Chrome web browser.
The details of the deal emerged in a court filing, more than 3 months after Google and the attorneys handling the class action case disclosed they had resolved a June 2020 lawsuit targeting Chrome's privacy controls. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.